Hi, friends. Welcome. You are listening to the Mom Bear Podcast, and I am your host, Mary Susan McConnell. I go by Mary Susan. And thank you for hopping in here for the final segment of the Fall into Creativity bonus series that I've created. I've had so much fun brainstorming this up that I actually think I may do another Christmas series, but for the whole family, because I think Christmas time is really fun to kind of, you know, get some projects going. And look, I love to do art with my daughter, and it takes, for our specific situation, it takes a lot of hand over hand. But oh my gosh, I have a lot of fun things that we've been doing. So my brain has been working on now I'm already into what can I do for December that the whole family, because this series is really just about you. And let me say, if you are joining us for the first time and you have landed on this episode, I'm so glad you're here. You may want to hop over to certainly the introduction to this series and then listen to the segments in order first, so you understand what's going on. But this is a bonus series. Normally, we have episodes throughout the week, and we still have those episodes. This is not replacing those. Two episodes a week where I interview women who are raising kids with special needs, or I talk about a specific topic myself, or we chat with an expert, because this is a place that I created for women who are raising kids with special needs of any age, any diagnosis, to come together, hang out, talk about the behind the scenes of our lives, and connect. I always say it, I hope you feel like you're hanging out on my back porch, having a beverage of your choice with some girlfriends. And I have often talked about the power of play and art and creativity in my life. And you do not have to consider yourself an artist or even a creative person to enjoy the things that we've laid out in this series. At least I hope you've been enjoying them. And today's is a final project, because I've wanted to give ideas that are quick and that cost very few dollars, if any. Hopefully you've had most of this at your house, that don't take up a ton of your time, because the hope is for you to get out of the constant brainstorming that it very often takes to be a parent in general. But when you're parenting a child with unique needs, it can be a cycle that really feels like it never stops. So these are things that I have put together that I think are hopefully easy to do, because when you think about, and I shouldn't say easy, there are seasons where a lot of these things, you know, there are seasons where it'd be easier to stop for 5 minutes and do something, and there are seasons where it would feel impossible. But I'm hoping that these are things that you are enjoying and able to do. And we've had so much fun through segments 1 through 5. I'm going to be doing these myself. I've said it a million times. I'm recording these the day before my daughter goes into a surgery. So I'll be doing these at home myself. And the last one is to not only have a task to do, but then to carry it forward. So I want you to find a journal. You may already have one in your house. It could be a notebook. It doesn't have to be a, you know, leather-bound, gorgeous journal. It could be a sketch pad, but something that you're going to be able to write in later. So again, it can be a 3-ring binder even that you can hole punch other pages to go in. But I want you to take the cover of that journal, whatever it is, a binder, a notebook, a sketch pad, whatever, and decorate it. You can do the Mod Podge thing we talked about, and you can, or you could paint it. You could take articles or quotes that you really like, and you could glue them on there, or you could gasp, tape them there. If you have that really cute kind of tape, you could tape them on there. You could start with a blank piece of paper, put that down first, then tape these quotes to it, or you could glue, or you could, like I've said in another episode, take some Elmer's glue and dump water into it, like put it in a little cup, put water in there, stir it around, brush that on. Decorate it however you want to decorate it that makes you feel good. And then from there, start writing in it when you feel the calling and when you don't. I think a lot of the time that we need to process things, You're not like, oh, I wish I had my journal. I just wish I could take my pen and write some stuff down. No, you're not wanting to take the time. You're not wanting to do those things. So make this journal that you can maybe keep beside your bed and, you know, challenge yourself, even if it's just bullet points, 5 things that happened today, or maybe I'm only going to write 3 sentences. And then if you write more, great. But there's something, if you've ever read The Artist's Way, it's a phenomenal book. It's a phenomenal piece of work that I could talk about for hours, so I won't. But the one thing in there that she often speaks about, Julia Cameron, is the beauty of something she references as morning pages, where when you wake up, you just free write 3 pages and then you set it aside. It's not for you to read later. And some people keep them all in a folder. I often will just tear them out and throw them away because that's how I want to process things. But I think you having a place designated for that, whether you write, and then you rip it out and you throw it in the bonfire at the end of the week, or you shred it, or you put it in the trash, and at the end you're holding a journal that has nothing but 2 covers. What beauty! What beauty that you know you've taken the time to invest in every page and then get rid of it. Maybe you want to keep. You want to keep what you've written, and so you don't get rid of it. But I think allowing yourself the process to, without a filter, this is why I think people it's appealing about the idea of throwing something away. Because if you ever think so-and-so might read this, or so-and-so might find this, or whatever, you may have a filter. You just may. But if you think, in this moment, I'm going to tear this out and throw it away, you can get your thoughts and feelings out in their truest form. So that is my encouragement to you is to decorate something. And the decoration there is for you to feel like yourself, for it to feel like you, for it to feel like your own. But it doesn't mean you're creating something that you have to keep for a lifetime. It's for now. It's for now. So Godspeed. Again, if you've done any of these fun things, segments 1 through 6, tag me in them at Mary Susan McConnell. It's Fall into Creativity is the bonus series. And I've had so much fun coming up with these. I can't wait to see your creations. I'll be doing them myself. And join us for our normal episodes every week, where we interview other women who are raising kids with special needs or experts in the field. We've interviewed some dads too. And guys, we have a lot of great things coming up. Thank you for joining me for this series. It's been a ton of fun. Make sure you're following me at Mary Susan McConnell. My last name, when in doubt, double it. 2 C's, 2 N's, 2 L's. And I'm about to hop off here and not only get all my stuff together, my house ready for the surgery we're going into tomorrow, but I'm going to make sure that I have things to do all these segments, because they will be a benefit to my soul. And I know that. And I hope that in some way they are to yours as well. But Godspeed, all my love, and I will talk to you soon.